as humans discontinue their natural pace, troubles begin. And our nature ought to be the overarching framework, and no other framework ought to overarch it. And where we want to die at last coincide as to where we wish to spend the night. And only those who have inhaled a lot with their eyes should be allowed to exhale a lot with their mouths. And what we find as our own point of weakness may be in fact the point of strength with others. And to think of alternatives may be only a temporary way of depressurizing our main responsibility in life. And trying to fulfill one destiny, we may fail, yet most certainly we will have a story worth telling. And contemporary notions in the end are just ways to dismay common sense facts. And rather than wasting time censoring us and others, we shall invest time trying to engage with us and them. And in one way or another, anything reflecting our human condition comes to be a mere appendix of a most unhuman enterprise. And as the villains of the past melt down in regretfulness, the victims pump up their aggressiveness. And the non-uniform has become the most successful uniform of the new aristocratic class. And at every historical change, we ought to re-understand our geopolitical role in order to survive. And becoming urban, the imagination we derive from within our nature is quickly replaced by hallucination. And what we shouldn't tolerate in the end is but a loss in our natural heritage. And the role of the artist in the end should be Dionysian in a most oppressive society and Apollonian in a most tolerant one. And the dirt we eliminate is replaced by more exponentially indelible dirt. And reproportioning our horizon to the human, we grow tired of the non-human scale. And we shall include others in our exclusive stoic being rather than in all-inclusive hedonism. And comfort should be only limited to the moments in our life of physical and spiritual regeneration. And just on the way we can learn much substance, once we arrive it's only the form we can learn. And in the longer run even the most socialist infrastructure has the sole goal of increasing the power of the few. And the most challenging thing for radical groups are not the opposing group, but a moderating voice going against their conformism. And as much as our rational side, our irrational side of nature shall contribute to our human evolution. And if our lower passions contaminates us with viruses, it is our higher passion that bring forward the remedy. And being stable in any radical idea is ignorance, and being stable about being moderate of ideas is wisdom. And integration can only occur within smaller natural communities where diversity can be felt and integrated, and in its want to dominate alone is human downfall. And just the aspiration of being high up in a paradise is fair enough to keep us virtuous. And if technology has turned us individualistic, it is re-engineering technology that we can start a new natural community. And it doesn't matter the purpose, but in the future it will be more and more important that we walk the paths of our ancestors. And any ideological symbols are the black circuit of the mind, while any spiritual perfection elevates it exponentially. And it is only by giving titles that society enables human to fulfill roles that are otherwise highly denigrating to their nature. And any attempt for a bigger order creates a myriad of smaller disorders. And the more is the governance, the more things are taken care of from the distance, and the more inhuman they get. And war is just but the supreme manifestation of the efficiency of the social regiment. And while self-sacrifice is seen as an imposition to others, it is actually a way to leave space for others. And our only salvation is spirituality, and that can only be achieved renouncing commodities rather than creating new ones for newcomers. The war shouldn't be against invading nations, but against those who want to impose a more technological way of living against more natural ones. And any sort of authority succeeds when it tries to employ local resources and completely fails when it deploys foreign ones. And in the end, any form of power escalates into total war. And we can only give an example of our own virtue, but any attempt to impose it on others turns most vicious. And as much as we stay away from liquors, we ought to measure the way we handle power. And in the end, it's not a matter of boycotting power, but a matter of relying on our own selves. And like insects, the rich ones will keep on feasting until they will be all exterminated. And modern philosophy may scorn self-governance, but it is the only way out, state governance. And popular stupidity in the end not only prevents spiritual progress but makes it sink into barbarism. And at one point or another, elder ought to entrust youth before youth gets too old. And as a state of wilderness comes back, the fight returns to establish who's going to be the dominant creature of the future. And civil disobedience in the end is but the obedience to our own nature. And much fuss is not about having the necessary goods, but having access to luxuries. As knowledge gets popularized, wisdom gets ever more elusive. And behind too controlled multiculturalism lies yet another form of monotheism, disconnecting humans from the nature. And a profound beauty can only be achieved through a stark disobedience of any imposed conformism. And in the end, social subsidies only manage to refurbish the dress of its members and nothing beyond. And at every social progress, there is always a more in-depth natural exploitation. And any political interference in the end turns any goodwill into an evil one. And as a most laid-back comfort is colonizing any form of discomfort, we ought to design our existential tasks. And like hunters for animals, also politicians for humans decide how much death or life to impose on them. And as a shell opening up of two twins, only one will keep the pearl.